So the learning today should be a schus ilan neshama for Adir Kav Rechaim Elaz Ben Shem Shinarye, as well as a schus for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem Ben Sion. Should also be a schus for Fush Lema for Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Dov Ben Menu Rachel Chanali Avas Shein Dov Rachel and Abadati Ben Perel. So we are on page 579. We are continuing with the topic of Halicha. We talked yesterday about how a person should avoid going on unnecessary tiyulim, unnecessary vacation, unnecessary, just basically taking time off. So he says like this, and we said yesterday how the Yetzer Hara tries to dress it up, almost like a pig dresses itself up like it's kosher, with arguments as to why people should leave the Beis Medrash and as why people should be out there mingling and socializing. So he continues with that theme. He's going to say another argument that the Yetzer Hara might give you. The Tamachachim won't listen to those who are whispering. Ha'emrim saying that it's the way of Tamid Chachamim that they would go out in the city from time to time, that they would socialize, right? Every story of the Baal Shem Tov does not take place in the Beis Medrash. It takes place when a Baal Shem Tov is in a wagon or an inn or in the forest, right? He's always out there. Kegoin, he says, "Bayom Hashishi, Ibel El Matzah Shabbos, Ibe Eze Yomi Mimei Hakayitz L'Tayil." That they would go on the long Friday afternoons or the long Matzah Shabbos in the wintertime or any given day in the summertime when they had a relaxed schedule, and they would go out and go on to Yulim. Hanashima Eile, know that these people, Shluchei Di Yetzaharahim, these are messengers of the Yetzahara. The gire delay and his arrows that are trying to get a person to sin. Af ata emar alehem, you should respond to them. Hanach lehem legadol Yisrael, leave the gadol Yisrael alone. Shem yado es asher asu v'chavanos mitzil hashmayim. That they knew what their cheshbon was. They had a reason for it, and it was all l'shem shemayim. And don't bring me rayas from other people. Vein itanu yodea elamash amru Torah. We only have one piece of advice, which is lo yomer sefer haTorah mipicha. The Torah should never be removed from a person's mouth. Don't leave me alone long enough to swallow my spit. What does that mean? Long enough to swallow my spit. The short amount of time, it's less than a second that it takes for a person to swallow a spit. You're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon as to why you wasted. In other words, a brief moment like that a person wastes, you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon in the next world. Woe for us from the Yom HaDin, how we're going to answer up for those moments. Now, the truth is that there's no better place to walk around than to walk in a Beis Medrash or to walk to the Beis Medrash, because that's where there are orchards for tzaddikim, and that's where a person merits to be mitayel, right? The ultimate tiyul is a tiyul in Gan Eden. He says, make a kavachomer. Look at a person who's busy at work. So when any of us is actually working and we're busy, do we care about things that are going on in the outside world? We don't. We're not checking WhatsApp, and we're not following the news, and we're not bothered by someone on vacation because we are busy actually doing work and something important. You have a huge client meeting. You don't care about the rest of the world. The rest of the world could go to pot. You're busy right now in an important business transaction. So he says, make a kavachaymer. You're not worried about honoring people. In other words, the arguments that the Yetzer is going to give you, oh, that you need to honor people and you need to be out there. He says, when you're busy at work and you're accomplishing, you're not worried about honoring people. And you're not going on walks and you're not socializing. He says, certainly when it comes to spirituality, where the day is short and there's so much work to be done, longer than the earth, the measure of the earth. Even if we lived for 1,000 years, it wouldn't be enough. Time is of the essence, and any moment that a person wastes, that is a great loss, that will never return. That this can be compared to someone who says, who they tell, take this treasure of golden coins and count it, and whenever you're able to count, you get to keep. So imagine Shalayana, this guy's not going to sleep even for a moment. He's not going to get tired because he has, for example, he has an hour, he has 2 hours to count as much money as he can count. And within that hour, whatever he counts, he's going to keep. So that guy is not going to waste not a second, not even for sleeping, not even for real needs to eat, for example. He's not gonna take any breaks. So certainly when it comes to accumulating life in the next world, and bringing pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to work tirelessly without wasting any moment. Regarding this, it says that if you seek it like it's silver, if you search for it like it's a treasure, then you'll really get to Yiras Hashem. And now he ends off with really something that I started with, because when we started the topic, I didn't want people to get turned off and think that he's out of touch. Chas v'shalom is just the opposite, because he's going to tell you now that that's talking about when we should be learning. Okay, so if there's a Seder on a Shabbos afternoon and you decide, I don't care, I don't need to learn, it's the whole Shabbos afternoon, and you mamash waste away the whole afternoon between sleeping and reading and Teyulim, so then that's what he's talking about. You should find time to put yourself in the Beis Medrash. But a person should not take the attitude of, I need to be in the Beis Medrash 24/7. I shouldn't go home to my wife and my kids. The heck with them. Because the truth is that that's not what the Torah wants from us. So when we belong in the Beis Medrash, we should be in the Beis Medrash. But there are times where we don't belong in the Beis Medrash. And that's what he's going to tell you. And that's how you see that the Peleoitz was with it. He understood that it wasn't out of touch. But he's talking about the times when a person should be in a Beis Medrash learning and wasting away those moments. The Amnam, he says, Yesh halicha shel mitzvah. First of all, you have times when you should leave to do a mitzvah. Al derech tichsev, like the pasuk says, make known to them the ways that they should go. What does that mean? Zu hatzvas hameis, to attend a levaya. Achnasas kala, levaker cholim, visit the sick, ulenichem avelim. Okay, these are all similar mitzvahs, similar acts of kindness that can't be done by others, where a person should leave, yes, close your sefer and go and participate in these mitzvahs. But again, the Yetzer Hara is going to come and tell you that you need to go and participate in a wedding that you barely know the guy. So, you have to really weigh it and be vigilant that you don't come out. It's not a mitzvah, but you're not just losing out in the schar, you're losing more than you're gaining. Because again, you know this when you sit down to learn, all of a sudden you remember 10 phone calls you have to make and 10 errands you have to run, and the Yetzer Hara puts everything in your mind. So if that doesn't work, he's going to try something else. Oh, there's this whatever event coming up, or this opportunity that's coming up, and the Yetzer Hara is going to push us to go and do that rather than sit and learn. Now, sometimes it is the Yetzer HaTov, so that's why we need to weigh it carefully. And there's the key point. If someone else can do it, then ideally, let them go and do it. Talmud Torah Adif, Talmud Torah comes before everything else. And this is a famous memra that's brought down. This is a memra that's brought down by, I think it's brought down in the Gemara, that if you have two people, one person who is sitting and learning, and one person who's sitting and learning, but while he's in the middle of learning, he sees someone drowning and he has to interrupt his learning to go and help that person. Now, there's no question that you have to close your sefer and go for Hatzolus Nefashos, but that doesn't change the fact that the person who was zoicha to learn without the interruption has a greater schus than the person who had to close his sefer and go and participate in Hatzolus Nefashos. So the point is that Talmud Torah is literally connected kula. It doesn't mean there aren't things that come and force us to interrupt, but we should recognize that that's not the ideal approach. A lot of times you're thankful that you got interrupted, and you should recognize that's not really ideally where we should be. We shouldn't be looking for the interruption and be thankful for the interruption, but we should say, "Oy vey, Nebuchadnezzar, I had to be interrupted. I hope in the future I'll have a better appreciation for whatever it is, the davening or learning, and that you'll." But like I said before, sometimes being mevatel Torah is big mekayim it, as it says, "Eis lasoi slashem eferu Torah secha." Sometimes the eis lasoi slashem is being made for the Torah. The royal letamachacham laretz lemitzvah liyos nimdem chaver v'ledvar mitzvah. It's fitting for a tamachacham to run to do a mitzvah and be counted among his fellows for mitzvahs. K'deishu mimenu yira v'chein yasu v'schus ha'arabim toli bo. right? Because you have to set an example. You can't always lock yourself in a room and not be out there, because people do need to see you doing mitzvahs. So if there's a, whatever it is, a campaign of some sort, there might be it might be appropriate for a person to taka be mevatel and go out and participate so that other people see that you participate. It's not always good to be anonymous. Sometimes your name, you should put your name out there, and you should work on yourself on the kavod and the gaiva part of it. But you should put your name out there, because when you put your name out there, now you're creating a opportunity and motivation for other people to say, "Oh, can I soifrim? I want to be like him, and therefore I'm also going to participate in that same mitzvah."